This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
There is no circumstance under which the United States will allow international enters to trample on the rights of our citizens, including the right to self-defense. That is why this year I announced that we will never ratify the UN Arms Trade Treaty, which would threaten the liberties of law-abiding American citizens. The United States will always uphold our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. We will always uphold our Second Amendment. The core rights and values America defends today were inscribed in America's founding documents. Our nation's founders understood that there will always be those who believe they are entitled to wield power and control over others. Tyranny advances under many names and many theories, but it always comes down to the desire for domination. It protects not the interests of many, but the privilege of few. Our founders gave us a system designed to restrain this dangerous impulse. They chose to entrust American power to those most invested in the fate of our nation, a proud and fiercely independent people. The true good of a nation can only be pursued by those who love it, by citizens who are rooted in its history, who are nourished by its culture, committed to its values, attached to its people, and who know that its future is theirs to build or theirs to lose. Patriots see a nation and its destiny in ways no one else can. Liberty is only preserved. Sovereignty is only secured. Democracy is only sustained. Greatness is only realized by the will and devotion of patriots.
He just said that political power goes out of the barrel of a gun, and so our people have the guns, unlike China. He literally talked about the spirit of 1776 there, and the true definition, it's not about duck hunting. I mean, Trump is really, really starting to find his second wind here.
Yeah, the answer to China's Orwellian 1984 vision for the world is still America's spirit of 1776. And that's what the president made clear, and he made clear and articulated in detail and was willing to do it from the floor of the United Nations, no less, by saying that he would never broach any international intrusion, any international interference with the right of self-defense, which is the right way to call the Second Amendment. The language is the right to bear arms because it needed to be literal for legal purposes. But what the principle it is protecting is the right of self-defense, the right of self-defense against other criminals, the right of self-defense against the state when the state acts inappropriately or improperly.
The speech really was a tour de force. I'm tempted to come in Sunday and go on a few hours early. I might do it Saturday, but regardless, just to play the whole speech and then calmly go through it, because I watched it again two nights ago. It's 43 minutes long. It's just, it's pure Americana. I mean, most presidents hide from this. Trump is just flaunting it. I have a sneaking suspicion that Stephen Miller wrote the speech. I know Trump adds to the speeches.
That's Stephen Miller's language to a T. I know Stephen Miller. So that's all that is Miller's language, Miller's template, Miller's text. Everything about it is Miller. It's a little bit of Trump editing at the, patriots is a word Trump really likes. So there's certain words that are, Trump's terminology.
Thank God for Stephen Miller. Yeah. And, that's just an example of how we need people that just go to college, that are patriots, get involved in government. And then he's very unassuming. He knows to keep his head down.
Yeah, I mean,
and then he's literally like an, I hate to even talk about how important he is.
They've already tried to dox him repeatedly. Whenever they've tried to track where he lives, tried to release it to the public, tried to get Antifa involved. Antifa tried to dox it, put it as graffiti on bus stops.
They want to kill him.
Yep, just like they're doing to Tucker Carlson.
Just like they've done to Senator Paul, six ribs broken, punctured lung. The left all celebrates it. You know, I'm not somebody that hungers after physical war, but if you little jackasses push too much longer, when this fight starts, you're going to be begging for mommy. We'll be right back.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Start your engines on this Friday edition. We're now into the third hour, and I'm going to open the phones up. Starting at the next segment, for your questions, your comments, your statements on the move to impeach Trump. Pelosi has said she's got six committees and that they are going to go ahead with articles of impeachment. We're going to show you the article and statement by Thanksgiving. We could have President Trump out of office by Christmas. That's their little present to us, stealing the election. But under the Constitution, he could still win the election and be back in. They'd have to impeach again. They'll undoubtedly try to assassinate him at that point. This country is in the middle of a civil war with powerful globalist forces. But I want to remind listeners of something. As bad as things could get, I've been on there 25 years. And when I was a little kid, my parents had a friend who was a big John Bercher in Dallas. They'd have meetings at our house by White Rock Lake when I was like 3, 4, 5 years old, because we moved to Rockwall after that, and they still had some meetings at our house after that. And it'd be like Dallas cops and FBI agents and Army colonels coming over, and, you know, high-level Seventh-day Adventists, and, you know. And, I mean, these are the type of people that had, like, you know, Richard Nixon calling them up and stuff before that. And my mom worked for a group, and Richard Nixon used to call up, and she'd hand the phone off. I'm not bragging. I'm going to say that's the type of folks. Maybe 5% of the country was like that when I was 4 years old. Now, Trump is right up there laying it out at the UN in 44 minutes, devastating them. Their world government, their corporate corruption, big techs wish to rule intellectually and create a new dark age. You want to take our guns to make us slaves? You want to kill the unborn and the already born? This was a gauntlet down. And I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now that as far as we've come against this world government model, this corporate world government model, that's still powerful, still in control, has all the money, has China, has Hollywood, it doesn't matter. Once people know it's illegitimate that the EU's unelected and took over the UK without a vote, it doesn't matter how many years they try to block a vote to get out. The UK will get out. I said that 4 years ago when they passed Brexit. I said, watch, it'll take probably a decade. But it'll make people totally anti-New World Order once they ignore their vote. I predicted that. People go, oh, they keep coming back and trying to nullify it. Once you hit a chain reaction at this level, once people get, you mean there's big corporations that pay no taxes that want to set up a world government? They want to domesticate men and families so that no one ever resists them? And they believe there's a post-human world coming with Silicon takeover? What? They're going to track everything I do, and if I don't do what they want, they'll cut me out of jobs or buying groceries or living? That's not coming. That's here now. So it's incredibly negative. It's frightening. It's dangerous. But at least we knew it was coming. At least we understand what was going to happen. I mean, I remember being 5 years old, people going, they're going to have a big giant computer that tracks everything you do, and they'll be, get rid of the cash, it'll all be digital. If you don't do what they want, the plan is to shut it off. I mean, and these folks were reading what Zbigniew Brzezinski was writing. These folks, when I was a kid, but my dad and others, weren't just making this up. And here we are, 40 years later, we've got a president in that's actually fighting it to a great extent. We've got all these other populists being elected. So I want people to realize that we're not the one behind the eight ball. It's this global government system, because they may try to bring in the total tyranny, and they are. That's not going to make this dog hunt. Am I wrong, Robert Barnes?
No, that's precisely the case. And the biggest obstacle to their ability to do what they want is the support of the ordinary people, of the everyday person. It's the American people that continue to protect the president, that continue to protect democracy, that continue to protect the spirit of 1776 against the sort of Chinese social credit tyrannical model where you don't have a right to privacy, where you don't have a right to speech, where you don't have a right to free press, where you don't have a right to self-defense, where you don't have a right to bail in criminal proceedings. You don't even have a right to a trial in a criminal proceeding, least of all a jury trial in a criminal proceeding. You have none of the spirit of 1776, none of the 10 amendments that make up the Bill of Rights, none of the foundational fundamental freedoms that are the fountain of American liberty that have been spread around the world that now the Chinese model is trying to counteract in its sort of a communist capitalist hybrid system that's really about big tech, big corporate, big state dominance against the ordinary or individual American and the ordinary individual person, period. And what the president was laying down, and the reason why he did it at the United Nations, is because the big models competing for the world power are the United States 1776 model and the Chinese 1984 model. And it's happening in real time. It's happening in live time. And the president stood up and said, I'm going to fight for the 1776 model all around the world, and willing to say it right here on the floor of the United Nations.
And I've noticed pushback from the controlled right wing and left wing on InfoWars and on YouTube. Oh, Jones is red herring. China's not powerful. There's nothing going on. Let's all have a race war. It's black versus white. China is a globalist colony of slaves. China is an organized top-down command and control economy. It's been given all the perks, all the one-sided trade deals, all the intellectual property, all the ports, Panama Canal, our Office of Personnel Management hack, our military secrets, the ICBM secrets, the particle beam weapon secrets, all of it to be positioned to bring us down. And so everyone working against America right now is literally for that model. The CFR says there's either the Chinese global model or the American model, and they want the American model to end. And so the Secretary General of the UN said, the day of the speech, Donald Trump gave it, he said, the world is now divided between America and China. That's the bipolar world, with progressivism with China against America. They're all against us. And when you look at the weak-minded little slaves of the left that say no borders, no wall, no USA at all, that really hate Trump and hate InfoWars and hate Christians and hate families, these are the scum of the earth. Just thank God every day you're not them. And remember, they'll never rule you. The average leftist with 3 degrees that are worthless was taught they're going to be rulers. They're just the people to bring the country down. They'll be the people actually pushed to the side if the authoritarians ever take over. You're going to be offered jobs by the authoritarians and are going to have to refuse them and fight them if they win this leg of the fight. That's why it's so pathetic, these little minions out there, the little Antifa meth head college students believe they're going to have positions of power. No, you're the ones that are going to be killed first if you're successful.
I mean, if the climate change people were sincere at all, their obsession would be China, which is the fastest growing polluter in the world. And yet they don't even talk about China. If the human trafficking part of the left, who's opposed to human trafficking, was sincere about it, they would be obsessed with China, which is one of the leading human traffickers in the world.
Or Mexico.
If the people who care about religious dissidents' rights, particularly they say they care about Islam being wrongfully targeted, well, they would be obsessed with the way China is treating its dissident Muslims and locking them up in basically a state-controlled
Trump facility. And Pence are defending the Muslims in China.
Exactly.
But the left isn't.
If they cared about religious dissident rights, they would care about the fact that religious dissidents and of a particular spiritual movement that helped found the Epoch Times here in the United States are being targeted for human experimentation in China.
And Falun Gong.
Exactly. And organ transfers and the rest, all of which has been documented repeatedly. So The left is exposed when they don't talk about China, that their real objective is undermining the U.S. experiment and the U.S. democratic
system. Well, let me correct you. The Washington Post says, oh, crush Trump. Destroy Trump. Oh, Xi Jinping, you're my daddy. Save me. Oh, help me. Help defeat the Americans.
It's the ultimate foreign meddling. The ultimate foreign meddling. All this talk about Ukraine and Russia and everyone else. The ultimate foreign meddling is China. China's.
Wouldn't you say they're like 90% of all meddling?
Oh, absolutely. Look at who's buying up banking infrastructure in the Caymans in the Caribbean with their donations of infrastructure. Look at who's buying up natural resources in Africa. Look at who's getting involved in oil politics.
And it's all American money. America had half the world's wealth, 4% of the population. In the 50s and 60s, the globalists made the decision to break up our families, emasculate our men, sell off our industry and power that the West and the Renaissance created. They gave the Renaissance to the bloodthirsty Chi-Coms.
Well, you just look at it. Between 2000 and 2020, due to deliberate decisions made by the U.S. government, U.S. military and manufacturing and industrial power was stripped in favor of China systematically.
And they all wrote CFR books bragging how they did it. Well, listen here, you CFRs. You're going to get it. We'll be back. I'll give the number out. We'll launch into the impeachment move and how to stop it. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit gcnlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
You're gonna miss me.
You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Nobody here will ever find me.
Monday through Friday, I'm here live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central.
Just like the song.
But there's all those other great shows, like David Knight, Bella Schroyer, Bill Johnson, and Tom Papert. Crank it up for a minute. A little bit of Christian music here from the Highwaymen for you.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right.
Don't let the darkness take them.
Don't let the darkness take them.
Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. Look at Hollywood. Openly want to destroy your children. Openly Satanist. This isn't really a hard choice, is it? They're trying to demoralize you and break your will right now. The truth is, they're beginning to lose. Right as their world government and prophecy is fulfilled, they are running around trying to kill, steal, and destroy because they know they're cosmic losers. We're going to start taking your phone calls next segment. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539 on this Friday edition. Robert Barnes riding a shotgun with me. Specifically on how serious do you think impeachment is? What do you think Trump should do? What should we do? I'm telling you, I think it's very serious. They're making their move with articles by Thanksgiving, and then they could have him out by the end of the year. People said, well, there's nothing there. They don't care. Now they're saying he obstructed. Now they're saying he intimidated the witness. They tried to trick him, as you said last night. You predicted it. And then now today they say, oh, he may have leaked who it was, though he didn't. So they are really, really panicking right now. Trump has no privacy. He lives in a glass house. He's done nothing wrong. So they put out fake transcripts. MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, Psycho Joe, the head of the committee, Schiff. I mean, Adam Schiff, all these guys. It is completely and totally out of control. What do you think the biggest takeaway is from this? That it's the deep state. They really mean it this time. This isn't their first rodeo. They're really trying to get it done this time out of desperation because they know Trump's going to win the election.
Well, I mean, part of it is the deepest factual truth about all of this is you can't spell quid pro quo without quid pro Joe. That basically Joe Biden was deeply embedded with the deep state during the Obama administration and was using a Ukrainian front company to launder cash for the deep state and for his family. And in order to cover that up, they needed to attack the president of both Ukraine and the United States and keep the world from knowing the truth about what they
were. So the big takeaway is this is a desperate distraction because it goes to Joe Biden, it goes to Mitt Romney, it goes to Obama, Hillary. This is their cash-making operation that Trump's over the target.
Exactly. And one of the things they've been paranoid about is that their politics in Ukraine are connected to their politics in Russia because they've been various deep state operatives have been in bed with actual Nazi elements, as you can see in movies like Ukraine on Fire and other documentaries, actually in bed. In fact, you can look up various CIA documents right on the CIA FOIA website. You can find documents that people have used the Freedom of Information Act to get that show the CIA's 70-year relationship with the Nazi party in Ukraine.
Which you did a great job detailing yesterday, but it's not like this is Oliver Stone, totally documented, HBO, one of the few good shows still on that isn't a bunch of lies. Because before Stone ever even put the Ukraine on fire, we knew those facts. We covered it. I mean, he's really reporting truth there, which is why you don't see it being promoted. So expanding on that, Warren's now going after Biden to put herself in the pole position. And I think they're willing to sacrifice Biden to try to get at Trump. But it just shows, again, they are absolutely panicked.
Well, and I think for them, The goal is multiple. It isn't just to get president impeached. It's to shut down his efforts to do a meaningful investigation of deep state corruption as it extends to Democratic Party elite collusion in foreign countries and true.
So what does he do?
He's got to not take the bait, not allow them to deter him. He's got the Ukrainian president needs to move forward.
He's come out and say, oh, we figured out what you're scared of. Hillary, Uranium One, Hillary and Soros. He needs to go absolute full war.
Yeah, exactly. Tell Attorney General Barr there's a mutual legal assistance treaty between the United States and Ukraine, signed and approved by Senator Biden in 1999, put through by President Clinton in 1999. Back then, they didn't know Ukraine was going to be such a key political place for them to do all this collusion and corruption. The mutual legal assistance treaty becomes, by the U.S. Constitution, superior to congressional legislation.
It's a treaty.
It's a treaty. It is binding.
So Trump's actually activating under law, even if what they said is true, though it's not.
In fact, he would have been acting lawlessly had he not agreed to provide support and assistance to investigate Joe Biden. That would have been the illegal act. If he would have obstructed justice to protect Joe Biden, then that would have been a violation of his constitutional obligations under the treaty provisions of the Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty between the United States and Ukraine.
There are so many angles to this. It's just astounding.
If I was his legal advisor, I would have told him to do and say exactly what he did and said, because that's what was constitutionally obligated for him to do. His obligation was, hey, I'm not going to hide. Running for president in the United States does not grant you legal immunity from criminal investigation for your bad acts as a prior official of the United States government. So the idea that Joe Biden running for office magically grants him immunity, no. If he got elected, he would have a certain degree of immunity until he was out of office, but not when he's running for office for his past bad acts in office. That would be insane.
What do you expect him to do next?
So I think they're going to double down, triple down, and move forward. They're talking about impeaching the president by Thanksgiving. Their Christmas gift to the American people is going to be a Senate removal trial of the president of the United States. That's the deep state's idea of running this country.
That's important. Explain how that works.
So the first part is the impeachment is like the indictment. Like you go to the grand jury and indict. Or if it was a civil suit, it's like the complaint. It's the beginning of the process, not the conclusion of the process. The impeachment is only one half of the equation. Removal, which is the only thing that's consequential. Bill Clinton was impeached, but he was not removed. So the impeachment is the indictment from the House. That's almost guaranteed to happen. They're only short, I think, five Democrats currently as of today. They'll get those five Democrats who will likely lose in 2020 because of their vote, but they'll do it anyway.
But they're going for it.
Exactly. They're doubling down, tripling down all the way across the board. They're doing anything possible to discourage and deter the exposure of deep state Democratic Party elite corruption and their collusion between each other.
And then they're going to threaten and twist arms on those senators.
Exactly. They're already doing it. They're already leaking things. The Intelligence Committee is basically co-opted by the intelligence community.
So Trump's real hope and all of our hope is to go on the total offense.
Absolutely.
Everybody should take their vacation in D.C. You should go get them by the hand. They're not gods. They work for you. The place is wide open. Go talk to them. Go to the committees. Go when they're in the district. The Democrats say harass people at their houses, break their ribs, kill them. Don't do that. But you know what? You see him at church. You see him at the boat dock. You see him at the grocery store. You see him in a restaurant. It's time to let him know that you're going to hold them responsible for the criminal activity they're involved in. They want to bully us? BS. You started it. We're going to get in your face. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Specifically, questions, comments. You disagree with us. You agree. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Do you think Trump realizes how much danger he's in?
Yes, he does. I mean, I'm getting texts from his campaign people on an hourly basis talking about how serious and significant this is.
And let's be clear, that's a great way to raise money, but I get his emails too. We're getting 10 times the volume we used to get. I
mean, way above.
It's frantic because they get it.
And he's willing to quintuple and double, triple, and quintuple what people give him, which he hasn't done before. So he recognizes that the American people are his firewall, and he's calling.
And let's be clear, we're going to see Trump really take the gloves off rhetorically, I predict.
He said today, this is war. Those are his words.
This is war.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early, in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey!
Oh, yeah.
I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. I got something.
I got soul.
And I'm super bad.
Super bad.
Feels so good.
I got soul.
Mr. Brown bringing us in. Your phone calls are loaded up. Pastor Sam, Barry J., John Wildman, Trucker Vet, Brad, Matt, Jeff, and Martin. We'll get to all of you before Dr. Nick Baggage takes over. In the first two segments of the next hour, Paul Watson was on with Stephen Crowder. It was a powerful interview. We got some of the excerpts, so that's in the first 15 minutes. But we've got Robert Barnes here with us right now, and I just keep watching clips, even during the breaks, because I see the promos and things we're running. the TV feed, and just Trump's speech, man. God bless America. God bless the world. Let's have peace. Let's fight communism and socialism. Let's empower the family. Right to self-defense. China's wrong, oppressing its people, including its Muslims, and you know, enslaving them and stealing our stuff, and big tech's out of control and is a cult. I mean, it's just hitting on all cylinders, and I think that is what sent them into, and if he is playing 3 or 4D chess, if he wanted to fight, he's got one. I've got the article right here. Again, Trump says this is war. This is war.
I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, the president recognizes what's taking place, and the president realizes that this is a battle between the spirit of 1776 and the Chinese 1984 Orwellian model. It's 1776 versus the world. And if that model is going to become the empowering model it has for the last 300 or so, almost years, dating back to the founding of the country and even before then, when the spirit of 1776 animated the people who came here in the first place, liberties they would enshrine in the Constitution but did not begin with the Constitution, liberties that, in the words of the founders themselves, began and were founded in the rights of man and the conscience of the man and the conscience of humankind, as scripted in the by the scriptures into the souls of humankind. That's what this is. This is a battle between a sort of AI future, a big tech future, a big state future, an institutional future, a future where only the state has a monopoly on guns and weapons and tools of destruction, where the ordinary person has no means of self-defense against privacy invasions, against their control of their financial well-being, a social credit system in the Chinese model that now, with surveillance technology, with banking control, with currency control, with gun control, can basically completely monopolize what access to power and privilege an ordinary person could have. If that model was replicated and duplicated around the world, American freedom and American liberty would become mutant dead overnight. That's why the president chose the floor of the United Nations to make his seminal speech that will resound in history as a call for all Americans to rally behind the flag, rally behind liberty, rally behind American freedom against this new threat.
And I want to be infinity clear for everybody. The exact talking points, the exact names, the exact points we have shed for 25 years is what the president's saying, not because he adopted our nomenclature. This is the real world.
Yeah, the only thing CNN got right is that Trump is the InfoWars president. That's true.
And you notice Nunes said this is an information war against the president.
Exactly. Use the exact phraseology.
Trump declares war on Schiff because Schiff has declared war on reality and been caught in giant fraud, and the media is covering up. So this is the fight, folks, for America, and we're not just going to replace America with something, you know, that's not good. We're replacing it with pure nightmare scientific evil. Let's go to phone calls here. What does Trump need to do? Well, let's talk to Trucker Vet in FEMA Region 9. Trucker Vet, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple things. I have this one thing will be an emergency message to the president, and it's also a dire prediction. And that is, if Trump does not act as in like a commander in chief, if he doesn't act, he doesn't take solid, offensive, hardcore action as if he only has the remainder of his term to do so.
Absolutely.
If he does not do that, he will only get one term or less. That is my emergency message to the president.
And then they're going to destroy him as a message to everyone. And I think Trump knows that. That's why we're going to see some fireworks. Keep going.
Yeah, okay. And then the second part of my message is, okay, yes, we're in a war. It's an information war, et cetera. However, instead of engaging these people, these Trump freak minions that want to have control over every aspect of our lives, it is time for us to transcend them. It is time for us to transcend them. And I got a few ideas on how to do that, but instead of engaging with them in a battle, we need to transcend them. That's the other part of my message.
Well, look, Matt Drudge talked about building our own internet and keeping our own sites. We've got our own audio, our own video, our own news sites. We're one of the few outfits that actually did it. Everybody else has been taken off the air, and I appreciate your call, sir. Great points. I've thought about this. We have to engage them when they make up huge lies, but we know they're liars, and so the only power they have is bigger and bigger lies to still distract us having to counter them. So how do you balance that?
I mean, I think Trump is calling out Schiff is correct. Saying that this is a war is correct. That's what this is. This is a deep state combining with efforts. He was talking to some people today that it came out where he talked about how basically the CIA and other operatives and rogue operatives have been spying on the White House, misusing and abusing.
And now they're calling that intimidation. The president's like, man, these people that work here are spying on me, making stuff up. They go, oh, you're intimidating us. When he fights back in any way, oh, that's intimidation.
Which tells you what they're up to, because they project so much. So when they accuse the president of intimidating, what they mean is that they plan to engage in intimidation. And it's what they've been doing. Intimidate by lies, intimidate by deception. They want to intimidate everybody around Trump, including Trump himself and the Ukrainian president, into not investigating their corruption, into not uncovering their criminal behavior, into not uncovering the scope and scale of bad activities under the Obama administration, the scandal-free administration. They don't want all the scandals that got hidden for 8 years by a compliant Congress and a corrupt media to now be fully viewed by the whole world.
Absolutely. I mean, this is it, folks. They're coming for Trump. This is bigger than ever.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and talk to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Attorney Barnes. How are you today?
We're good, sir. Thank you for calling.
Great. Attorney Barnes, first I just want to tell you, you're the greatest shotgun rider and co-pilot I think I've ever seen. I really enjoy you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay. To you guys, really quickly, here's the hashtag, if they reject, we reelect. Let's start there. And here's my question, kind of prefaced with a little bit of a background that fits everything we're talking about. I'm sure you and your listeners will agree with me that as Trump supporters over the last 2 or 3 years, we're taking a compounding ass-kicking. And we're being continuously exposed to this ramped-up blitzkrieg. We're being pressurized from so many directions to make us try to, you know, chase our tails. We're being menaced by people 24/7 who are dedicated to pure evil, and these people should have been named as enemies of the state a long time ago. So here's my question. Do you believe that we can no longer afford to psychoanalyze everything to death and wait for permission to fight back on our terms? In other words, is it time to get right with God and stop singing and start swinging?
Well, I know this. They wind up their Antifa folks to go shoot up places, and they know what they're doing. This Joker movie is an order to go out and mass shoot. And even the Pentagon has come out and said that. I mean, this is a weapon system to trigger incels to go out and kill people. I said that 2 weeks ago when I saw the transcript of the film from one of my Hollywood sources, and the Pentagon came out yesterday and said that, and Army Security Services did. This is designed perfectly to get mental patients to think they're going to be movie stars, they go out and kill people, to then blame gun owners. So I don't want any offensive violence. But if everything ever kicks off, again, they're going to try to have street battles and get right-wingers to go out and fight Antifa in the streets. That doesn't need to happen. These globalists already know they're going to have to hightail it, and you don't have to worry about that. They think they're going to hide out in Kauai or wherever. Their own security people, if this really goes to a hot war, I can tell you, are going to deal with them. And that's not hype. So I appreciate your call, sir. People start talking about swinging. Hey, how about you call all the talk radio shows talking about InfoWars.com? How about you email everybody? How about you climb up on a billboard? You know, I'm not saying do this. That's, you know, some globalist thing, and put a message up there. There's a lot of civil disobedience you can do before we talk about swinging for the fences and, you know, cracking heads and drawing blood.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Society. Okay, let's go right back to your phone calls here, and I'm getting the video right now. It's been posted to Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and it's a textbook example of how the system spins everything and how they engage in deception. Trump attack on whistleblower in private meeting was caught on video. He's at a meeting speaking to the United States mission to the United Nations. He's speaking to a whole bunch of diplomats. And he's saying it's all made up. We're at war now with the deep state. These are sick, sick people. They're claiming that's an attack on a whistleblower. Now, I mean, that's the way they're framing this, that if the president speaks and says he's innocent, that's obstruction. Again, there's just no end to this. And we'll have this video for you. We'll air it at 6 after. I may just air the whole speech. Dr. Magnus understands he gets preempted sometimes. Like, we'll just air the whole thing, probably. But this is just an amazing time to be alive.
Oh, absolutely. If John Voight is out there today saying this is war, in defense of the president, in a video that's also going viral. So you're seeing across the board. And that's the president having a conversation with his staff and UN staff, and he's explaining what's going on. This person is not a whistleblower. It's a rat. Spy
who makes stuff up.
Exactly. It was
I've dealt with this when the media immediately has paid former employees just to make up stuff.
Oh, absolutely. This is a situation where this person does not have credibility, did not have authenticity, did not have admissible evidence. And under the law, you can only be a whistleblower for these purposes if you have firsthand information. Why do they do that? Because they don't want people spreading rumor and innuendo and in a policy war with the elected president. This is a classic example of the deep state. There's all kinds of sort of mainstream press people out there today saying, well, obviously the deep state does exist, doesn't it? Because that's what this is. There's no other explanation or articulation for what this is except deep state operatives. These are people who are saying, we want to execute our policies against the will of the elected president of the United States, and that includes covering up for prior corruption involving the Obama administration and deep state collusion in Ukrainian politics.
It just shows the American people have to say no to this. This is outrageous.
Absolutely.
Martin in Ohio. Martin, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, basically, if the deep state does manage to impeach and remove Trump, how does that not completely undermine and destroy our system of government? Because what they do is, by removing Trump, they void our elections. They say the elections by and for the people no longer have any weight and aren't worth anything.
Oh, yeah, this means that the government will be totally illegitimate if they're able to do this. I mean, this is the corrupt, evil, anti-American, globalist government that says America was never great, we suck, having borders existing is bad. This is the enemy.
Well, in fact, we'll probably be able to find Joe Biden's statement from 1998. He said the president does not serve at the privilege of Congress. The president does not serve at the privilege of Senator Joe Biden. The president serves at the will of the people. And it is the people who elect the president, not Congress. And that's Joe Biden saying that. So the Democratic political establishment used to admit and acknowledge that the people get to elect the president, not the politicians, not the deep state. And the president gets to dictate policy, not the deep state, not the politicians in the Congress and the House when it comes to foreign policy. So this is just a war against the president of the United States. This is a continuous war that they refuse to step back from or step down from. The president's going to have to double down. And when he said, yeah, this is war, these are bad people, and if they think I'm going to fold and go home and go gently into the good night, they got another thing.
This is just an incredible time to be alive. Anything else, Martin?
Nope, that was it. I mean, I could give you a plug. The toothpaste and the toothbrush, best combo ever. But, yeah, you answered my question, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Yeah, the colloidal silver embedded toothbrush. The toothbrush is yellow, but that's the color of the silver when it's been oxidized. It really works great. It's amazing, and absolutely the super silver system that's in it is really good for your teeth, good for your gums, antibacterial, antiviral. Then you've got the fluoride-free toothpaste that doesn't have any fillers in it. And then it's got the iodine and the colloidal silver super blue toothpaste. It's 50% off right now, as is all the supplements and things like toothpaste that are in the same category as supplements. It's all 50% off. The immune guard, 50% off. It's all there. The skin creams, everything. InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points for your next order. Store-wide free shipping. And 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, including the preparedness items, water filtration, air filtration. And by the way, the Beto Nut Take Our Rifles shirt has been in for about a week. I just haven't worn one yet or done an ad for it, but I'm going to get that done this weekend. Those are now in and have been shipping for a week. And Viso Beats, a super beet concentrate. Everybody knows how great beets are for your body. It's got all these little key cofactors and things in it as well. It's 50% off out of the gates as well. Ultra 12, 50% off. All of it and more, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to Laura in France. Laura, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hello. Good evening, Alex. Good evening to you and your guest host. Just a couple of things. One, I think now is the time for Trump to, you know, Trump be president and just put an end to this. I mean, I understand he didn't do it before with all the Russian stuff in case people thought he was trying to cover up. Everybody knows he's covering up nothing. And now he has to stop these people. I mean, they're deranged. And apart from that, it just makes everyone think that people in America are crazy. I mean, you know, looking at Nancy Pelosi and these people are just, and Adam Schiff, I don't know how these people are still there, you know, and they're questioning people of good stature and undermining them. It just seems, it just seems crazy now. I mean, I can't believe that they're even getting away with this. Somebody needs to just step in and stop them.
Want to comment on that, Barnes?
Right, you want the sub clip. So you want him, the words, him saying this is war.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it.
That part of the clip.
Absolutely, we're going to get that.
Yeah, I think that was they're confused.
Sure, absolutely. But know what the lady's saying. I'm going to go work on this. You take over, okay? Thanks. The call. Thank you, ma'am. Can't talk to you. Got to go. It's all right. We're good. Keep going. We're fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, I think the what's taking place and what's happening in the country. Do you have any further comment?
Yeah, well, I tell you the one thing that I wanted to say, and that was the other day. I know it's a slightly different topic. When Trump was with the Indian Prime Minister, you know, at his rally, I got a dreadful feeling at the end, you know, when he came up to him and took him around, as it were. You know, I could see there was a real feeling of happiness and joy there, but I wondered whether or not that wasn't planned, and I thought that was a great security risk there. I just sort of had a deja vu of something awful happening, and I just think probably it's not advisable, is it, to be in that, be put in that position again? You know, I doubt very much if it was planned, but do you know what I mean, when he went around the arena?
Yes, yes, I do. I mean, and I think it's Trump willing to be Trump at any cost or at any consequence. And I think he's sort of, once he got over Robert Mueller and defeated Mueller's efforts to sort of take him out, I think it gave him confidence that he needed to be himself, continue to be himself, no matter where it might lead with his opponents and his critics. And I think that's what we're seeing. And I think that what we're seeing is sort of the deep state doubling down, people who are his critics doubling down, people who want him out doubling down, rather than stepping back and reassessing the political landscape in light of the loss of the Robert Mueller effort to take him out.
Well, you know, God bless him and all the people that follow him, because, you know, they have to be extra brave now, I think, to, you know, just get rid of all of these terrible, awful people. I mean, it's just incredible that it's still going on, and they're not speaking more about all the wonderful things that he's doing. Every time he's doing something good, they seem to kick off in the other area with something to get the newspapers on board, you know, on their side, talking about something that he's doing wrong. But I actually think now nobody believes a word of it, and it's about time some of the Democrats had some backbone and stood up and said, listen, we're not going along with this anymore. I mean, are they all that corrupt that there's blackmail on all of them, that none of them can say a word? Because that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
That is definitely what it looks like. And I think the reason it looks that way is that is, in fact, what the intelligence community's power has been over time. You've seen that the senators and the House members appointed to the Intelligence Committee, particularly in the Senate, on both political sides. Senator Burr is particularly problematic in the way he has handled that committee. I've had to deal with the Senate Intelligence Committee on behalf of Trump supporters. And what I can tell you is that in my experience with him, the Democrats run that committee even when the Republicans are nominally in charge. So your questions and comments are precisely on point. It reflects a disturbing and disconcerting pattern of behavior by the establishment Republicans in Washington and the establishment press, not to stand.
Yeah, and Laura, you've made some really good points. I was listening to you in there. I was in between things, working on getting this clip and getting it EQ'd. We've been able to fix the audio, so it's very, very clear. I was just listening to it. It's bombshell. He's calling them scum criminals. They're all scum. But, of course, it's buried in an article about how he's intimidating people. This is bombshell. I mean, this is the president really going after him. This is what we'd expect to hear.
Absolutely.
So I had a little bit of an exciting freak out here, running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Because this is really historic, folks. I mean, we're fighting for the whole damn future of this country. Laura, thank you so much. We got John. We got Brad. We got Jay. We got Jeff. We got Barry. We got Alina. And guess what? Baggins understands I preempt. He's preempted. I'm taking over next hour. The full Trump speech.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.